Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Smell So Good.
Don't nobody know about this here record, but that old
Record the Game Entertainment
crew. All right, you ready for it? Check this.
First and foremost, don't get it confused. A lot of niggas claiming real, but they really not do. Blurring smoke screen, but they ain't got me fooled. I stay up on my alphabet, you know the P's and Q's. You know the P's and Q's. And the shit gon' boom on your dumbass nigga. Cause the shit don't stop, you got a sun pass nigga. And them boys don't wanna hear the gun blast nigga. Cause I know how I feel to be on my ass nigga. So it ain't enough for me to grab my mask nigga. But I'm trying to leave all that in my past nigga. Getting major so we can straight bypass nigga. I'm talking looking out the window as we fly past nigga. With a bad red bitch and she all glass nigga. That just love being around the first class nigga. Boy, who is you talking about?
Boom, pill, hard, soft, gun, cash, power, heart. If you ain't ready for it, boy, don't even start. Old pussy ass nigga, better clean your car. We talking broke, pill, hard, soft, gun, cash, power, heart. If you ain't ready for it, boy, don't even start. Old pussy ass nigga, better clean your car.
Holla at me, get at me, hit me up. You know I'm chasing. Waiting on rocks like the liquor in my cup. Spinning so heavy, you know how I roll. I'm getting money all day, I got no time to hold. But I'm steady popping tags while I'm changing my clothes. Keep a pocket full of guap, I'm talking money to blow. With more shots in a ball, bitch, you already know. LP don't fuck around, bitch, you already know. I'm paranoid, no, I'm just awesome. Beat like that when you fucking with the bombs. Boy, but what you talking about?
True, pill, hard, soft, gun, cash, power, heart. If you ain't ready for it, boy, don't even start. Old pussy ass nigga, better clean your car. We talking true, pill, hard, soft, gun, cash, power, heart. If you ain't ready for it, boy.
All right, well, we back live. I don't know what the fuck just happened, man. My chat is fucking down. Hey, Bagoo, shit, I might need you to fucking call in and run the goddamn chat. Run my switch, because this shit's fucked up. Thank you. Fucking ragged ass internet, man. I'm over here remote at my homeboy house, man. Got like a million people around and shit. And this goddamn internet is fucking up. Damn the bullshit. I can't even go fucking Wi-Fi. I'm just up there. But we talking about the special papers, you know what I'm saying? Right here live. This is Record the Game Radio. We feel this stuff. Straight up. Talk about paper today, man. It's all about paper. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck is going on. It's all about the paper, though, man. We trying to figure out, you know, positive ways to make some quick cash, man. So y'all make them come up. And that's all we've been doing, sitting around brainstorming and shit like that, you know. Shouts out to Net and Net, Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying? See them early. Yeah, you can do that, too. And that's what it is. I can't play no music because we got the internet fucked up. So, man, it's going to be a wild day today. Fucking wild, man. Hold on, I'm going to try and stop. Fuck, man. The internet went back down, man. That's some bullshit. Gotta call motherfucking Bray House in a minute. But it's some motherfucking bullshit. Goofy, I need you to run the switch. Yeah, the call is ringing and shit, man. Oh, shit, I'm going down. I'm going down. Too late for my co-host. I don't know what happened. Shit. No, shit. This is some bullshit. 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 Bullshit. Oh. They got no longer, and I'm in a session right now, so that's what y'all listening to right about now. Mm-hmm. Smoke? I don't know. I got to reset, restart. And, you know that right here. We live right here, coming all the way live to you from Trey. Oh, y'all already know how we do, man. You know what I'm saying? Real big. Representing the room is all good. That's where you can find me, you know what I'm saying? Coming down in the town, TAMP 813 in Wild State, you know what I'm saying? We got ladies off in the building. We got Mr. LP 2335 off up in there. Mitch Millionaire, you know what I'm saying? We got a host of others, you know? People checking out the show. It's unbelievable, you know what I'm saying? Because that's how we do it. We get down for all. Might have a call into the goddamn show. Remote. Shit. God damn it. Let me see. Hey, call this number. 347? Yeah. 237? Yeah. Call the show. I want to make sure this motherfucker on. 347? Yeah. 237. 5125. No, that's my show. I'm gonna make sure the motherfucker at least on. I don't even know the bitch on. Make sure. You should hear some talking though. After this, you press 1 or something like that. You should get some talking.
Hello.
There we go. That's the fuck I'm talking about.
And we've also got Goofy on the line. Hey, baby.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, man, my whole motherfucking internet.
Okay. Yeah. I can't hear this shit. It keeps buffing.
It keeps buffering?
Yeah, it's like it's not playing like on. No, I mean, you know how the player plays on the page. It's not playing.
Oh, well, my damn internet ain't even. Hey, mute. Well, put the 813 on mute.
Okay.
It's gonna pick all of us up in and shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm muted. Mhm.
Okay, anyway. What's up?
Ed McMahon died today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Ed McMahon died in 86. You know what I'm saying? In L.A. You know, so it's going down. Oh, I got my homeboys right here. They say it's going to be a wild day today, boy. Wild day today. Y'all going to get it live from 8-1 Chafo style. That's how we're going to do it up on her, man. I got Miss Millionaire on the line. I got SFN Visuals. I got my dog LP 2335 in the building. I got all my homeboys off the block. I got some cute chicks in the back, man. It's going down. It's straight hood style. Yeah, that's how we doing it. That's how we doing it. What's up, baby? What's going down there? How you doing? How you doing?
Oh, me?
I know you weren't talking to me.
That would be my favorite role. Shit. That's
I am great. I am wonderful. I just listened to Goofy's last show. Aww, I missed it. Do you know I set my alarm, Goofy? I set my alarm for 5:45 so I can get in the last 15 minutes. But for some reason, I didn't wake up. I can't even remember whether I actually heard my actual alarm and fell back asleep. I can't even remember. I was that tired. But I tried. I tried to make it.
Oh, you want to talk?
Hey, you know what, Smelly? Check this out.
Yeah,
the player's not working, so people are going to have to hear. They're going to have to call in.
What?
Yeah.
What? All right, they got no motherfucking chat up, so doing better than me.
Chat up.
Okay, there we go. No, the whole fucking internet over here went down. I don't know what the fuck. This shit keeps going up and down, so. Like, I'll be connected, and next thing you know, I'm disconnected. But, you know, it's all
good.
Get to
the subject on hand.
So you woke me up
from the dead.
Yeah, we talking about making paper today. That's the focus of the conversation. That's the topic for the day, is how to make some paper. Quick money schemes. Legally. So that's what we're going to do today, you know what I'm saying? Let me see if I can figure out this motherfucking chat shit. What the fuck going on? Anybody in the chat? Oh.
Hi.
This is Love Radio. Hello?
Yes, hi.
Oh. I'm like, new person on the line?
Nah. Nah, my girl left yesterday. Yesterday night.
Oh. Oh, that. Well, yeah, that's what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Quick ways to make paper around here, man. It's time to come up. It's time to get the grind on. And that's the topic that I want to bring in. So that's why I got boys on, man. You know what I'm saying? Miss Millionaire, we're going to be, you know, we're going to do some brainstorming. We're going to
brainstorming, and
I thought I got cut off. Me too. I was like, what the fuck?
Fucking Boost Mobile, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to Boost.
For real.
Scaring motherfuckers thinking that they're dead and you don't know.
No.
I was like, oh my god, dude, I fell off the face of the earth. It was so quiet.
Am I here?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
you gotta keep checking your shit like spinning rims, you know what I'm saying? Is that still spinning? No, is my rim spinning? Shit. Motherfucking Boost Mobile, boy. What the fuck?
Do you know? One of my friends over there was like, when you come over here and you buy a cell phone, because I'm buying a cell phone because I'm staying for 3 months, and they're like, make sure buy Boost Mobile. But that's all I ever hear you guys complain about. So I don't know if I can buy that shit.
No, you should buy Boost Mobile because we can church you.
That's it. That's why we use the bitch for.
That's the only reason why we got Boost, because it got the church feature.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good.
Chirp around the fucking world. That's the only reason why we do it. Chirp your ass up like, what's up? But you're right.
Oh, well, cool. Yeah. So you can like get me in the middle of the night and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get you in the middle of the night.
God, how exciting. All right, I'm over it. Anyway, so, hi. I love you guys. I missed you all day.
You know, I'm not even supposed to be on Blog Talk.
I know you're not. You know how
Smelly called me and said, hey, I need you on the show because
we
were talking
about
real business. So I was like, all right, man. Since you're my brother, I'm going to do it for you, man.
You know, this is what we're going to do.
Love right there, baby.
A13 caller, Mitch Millionaire, you there?
Yeah, what's up, baby?
Okay, well, tell this, I got Mitch Millionaire live, you know what I'm saying, from the dungeon, you know what I'm saying, right here on the Time to Make Some Paper show, because this is a brother that knows how to make, you know, some small change and make it into big change. So that's what we all trying to, you know, do right here.
That's some real motivation talk. I love that, DJ Smell Good. That's what
real,
I'm trying to tell these folks. You know what I'm saying? It can't always be about everything. You got to be a motivator to get where you want to be better. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we trying to pop up in 2010 and the end of the 2009. This shit live and stop having all these fake ass other people. You know what I'm saying? Put on for ourselves. As a unity and come up and make money as a family. All us sit around the dining table and do this. You know, I'm ready for shit like that. I'm trying to escalate to the future, man.
To the future, nigga.
3009. I mean, it's gonna be live in the fact this the end of this year, the beginning of the new millennium. 2010, gonna be off the chain, off the wing. That's Dirty South, for sure.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing right now. That's what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? Hey, give me one quick way to make some paper where everybody's gonna go around the room. We got Miss Tasha Triple X all the way from Australia. That's my co-host, you know what I'm saying? All of it down. And then we got Goofy Bone all the way from San Jose, California, representing Straight Low Records. And then we got Mitch Millionaire is going down right here representing Trey Folk.
Shout out to Mitch Millionaire. And yeah.
Y'all go ahead. If anybody got some questions for Miss Millionaire, man, we trying to degrade and get better for the family of me and my associates. Y'all holler back and ask me questions, because it's real talking the real deal, because you go down here every day.
Y'all can call in, too, live. It's 347-237-5125, you know what I'm saying? Talk to all the guests on the show today. That's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can log on live at blogtalkradio.com/smellybtop. And that's how we do it. Indie artists, superstars. That's my whole little commercial, you know what I'm saying? Throw that commercial right there. But yeah, it's going down, you know what I'm saying? The first question, you know what I'm saying, is what is the quickest way, one quick way, there's a million ways to make money, you know what I'm saying? But what is off the dome, what is one quick way to make money? Simple way, legally.
Smell so good, man. Yeah, man, this T, man, represent, man. Yeah, man, 81 Trey, man. Yeah, man, Outlaw, baby, Lil Haiti, baby, whatever you want to call me, baby. But anyways, man, I can name one quick way, you know what I'm saying, where we can make money, everybody can eat in the world. You know, I see there's a lot of planes going down right now, you know what I'm saying, they are calling me right now. But everything be everything in a while. Everybody just got to stay strong, you know what I'm saying, stay positive about themselves. You know what I'm saying, they're playing better things, you know. What I think, you know what I'm saying, it'd be one-on-one, it'd really be against yourself and the devil, you know what I'm saying, which one of y'all gonna win? I know I ain't gonna let the devil win, you know what I'm saying, so I'm gonna do what I gotta do, you know what I'm saying, to come up. What y'all think?
Yeah, that's real. Come up.
Well, I'm a rap artist, so I guess you could say, you know, I slang my CDs, so, you know.
Okay.
I know damn well that the IRS does not know about the little fame and fortune that I have created due to that. But like I said, they don't need to know, because I'm out there working my ass off and I ain't getting paid, you know, every hour. I'm doing it on my own time.
Right.
So that goes back to telling you, everything you do, you have to have a cover up about it. Legit. That's how we roll down here. If you ain't got nothing to cover up what you do that's not legal, then don't do it. You feel me? You gotta always come with a mastermind plan to have a cover up. Nothing illegal without a cover up is good. So we in here trying to open up the third eye of the man and the woman to see that you decreed your life to be better. You can do all that. You can make your cover. You just got to use your mind and your will. The one God who sees all us and breathed us, gave us the knowledge. He put us here for a mission. And all of us got a mission to accomplish until we gone. You hear me? And if you choose
Amen.
To go left, right, he said keep a straight path. But half of us go left and right because people we see and try to take shortcuts. But a presidential fool like me will always have a cover up the way he do. That's why we're going to take this show. All of us just need to get together and stay together and think safety in these streets when we doing wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't no rules and regulations to the game, because the same political people in this world who claim to say we fucking fraudulent, they do the same shit. They just twist it in another legal way. You know what I'm saying? Why not handle our business and our own shit? You feel me? We have our own unit and have that shit covered up. Know what I'm saying? You got to open your eyes and open your dreams. That's all I'm telling you. This money making lit. And I can tell you anything, but showing you is more likely to show you. Know what I'm saying? You're going to feel it. A bitch can tell you anything. Unless a bitch put action and 150% behind it, there ain't nothing. That's talk. You hear me? I got one of my little goons, T-Hism, little A-Rob, want to holler back at you. So, that ain't going to spit some of this wisdom from the 8-1 tree to y'all.
Smell too. Hello?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I got to get out of music because I'm doing a remote, you know what I'm saying? Letting them try to figure out why the fuck the, Damn, shit won't call in and shit, man. They trying to sabotage my shit. That's all good.
Yeah,
man. Motherfucking show.
Man, Lil Hill, man. Yeah, yeah, man. Lil Hater, baby. Yeah, 813. This Lil T, man. This Hill, man, a.k.a., man, Lil Hater, baby, a.k.a. 813, whatever you want to call me, you know. Man, I think about this thing here coming up on this paper, man, getting this paper together, man. I say, man, everybody, you know, everybody got a click, everybody got this, everybody got that, you know, but if you real down about getting money, though, I say everybody quit screaming what they got and this and that and put their money together, and then, you know what I'm saying, we buy these houses or we buy these apartments or I say we buy this land, these acres. I say, you know what I'm saying, we try to do that and come up and we have our own thing, you know what I'm saying? We have our own lands, our own movement, so we can do our own thing. That's what I say about coming up in this world right now today.
I feel pretty a little bit, you know, and do that. But now you got to watch your back, you know what I'm saying? Because the streets get grimy, boy. The streets get grimy. You know?
Oh. We already know.
When it comes to making paper, you know what I'm saying? It's better to make paper.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I say we all know what's going on. We all know what time it is, you know what I'm saying? So at the same time, ain't no sense of, like I said, half-stepping there. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say it can't be no one monkey shine, though, you know what I'm saying? I like all my monkeys to shine, though, you know what I'm saying? That's why I say we need to just put this money together, man, you know what I'm saying? And then, and by start saying just like the white folks do it. That's what I say.
Try that old style.
I'm talking about like everywhere we got to move around, man, and you know what I'm saying, step right now, man. I'm talking about just ain't no like no beefing and all this here. We just getting money and getting on that getting money tip, man. You know what I'm saying? If nobody can't, you know, communicate on with us, you know what I'm saying, about getting money, you know what I'm saying, but we can work our way around niggas like that, you know what I'm saying? That's what them haters is. I know a type of dude like me, though. I work my way around haters, though, dog. You know what I'm saying? I don't stand nobody's face. I keep my own game. You know what I'm saying? I go my own. I'm my own transgender, dog. I go my own ways. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, we came to that good question, you know what I'm saying? And then, so I guess that kind of hit on all points.
Okay.
Actually, you know what I'm saying? That one question kind of focused and everybody hit on all points. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to that. Now, I guess the other thing when it comes time to come up is once you get to a point where, you know what I'm saying, you got your cash flow established and you know what I'm saying, you really know you got your business plan and everything down, you know what I'm saying, and you actually running it. You know, what you do after that? How do you invest after that? You know what I'm saying? What you invest in after that?
You invest in time.
You can't depend just on the business, you know what I'm saying? You got to have something like a farm just in case, you know what I'm saying, your business falls back. You know what I'm saying? And that's a group of people.
Oh, okay. Now I get you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though.
That's what I'm saying, though, swear. So I swear to everything when I do, though, when I do get to the point where I'm straight, you know what I'm saying, the time for me to fall back, though, I'm going to pass it down to my youngest, man. You know what I'm saying? Let my youngest take control of it, you know what I'm saying, and do the same thing, you know what I'm saying, just like how if I was done it, you know what I'm saying? I hope they do a better job at it, you know what I'm saying, than what I did. But at the same time, though, you know what I'm saying, like I say, I'm just, it's about family right now, man. I'm the type of guy right now, man, I ain't got time for all this bullshit, man. You know what I'm saying? About family right now. My mama here, dog, and I got two little girls. So at the same time, man, you know what I'm saying, I got to look for them. As long as I eat, they go eat. You know what I'm saying? If they ain't eating, that mean I ain't eating. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I say it, though, man. That's why I say I just can't be sitting around and just do what I got to do. I got to bring it home for the fam. And like I say, once I'm dead and gone or whatever happens, you know what I'm saying, maybe, hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm right here. You know what I'm saying? It's right here for the fam. The girls can take care of it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm doing it for. I'm doing it for the fam, man. I ain't doing it for nobody else but the fam. If I call you my fam, I'm doing it for you, too.
Yeah. Well, it's real. It's real. All right, Goofy fell off for a second. He called back in. That's how Boots do us and shit. You know? Uh-oh. And my co-host fell off. Oh, shit.
That's what's
up. Well, I'm up and running, so that's how we're gonna have to do it.
That's what's up.
But yeah, I'm gonna get off into the song real quick. You know what I'm saying? I got I played my homeboy LP. You know what I'm saying? We got LP 2335. We got that. I got it.
I be running these streets till this whole world kill me. No, we ain't hoes. Never was, will. I be running these streets until this whole world kill me. No, we ain't hoes. Never was, will.
Fuck that. Nigga, I'm on the show, nigga.
I know.
Oh, yeah, nigga, this SFN business.
Nigga, you can call in and do all that. Damn. Motherfucker, yeah. You see how this motherfucker do? Nigga, you ain't on the show.
He used the hell out of his ass.
Yeah, basically. That's SFN Vision, CEO, Mr. Tito.
Tito in the building.
Yeah. Shout out to him.
Oh, my goodness. Where did everybody go?
It dumped the whole call. All the calls. It just dumped the call. I don't know what happened.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
You know.
Okay, so it got rid of my call too, and I was like, what the fuck? But it's all good. I'm back. And for some reason, I'm coming up as unknown number. What the fuck? Hmm.
Yeah, with the warrants
and
shit.
I don't know.
Shout out to,
and when I call you, it comes up 816. It's funny.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, she's local.
Yeah, God damn it, right here. Hey, Snelly.
Yes.
You know that's I'm his new co-host too, right?
Oh, God damn it, radio?
Yeah, we're starting the show in a couple weeks.
On the Friday show?
Yeah.
I'll be there.
You're
going
to have to tune in.
Yeah.
Oh, you better. You better. I'm really looking forward to it. Yes, I'm really, really looking forward to it. I, it's going to be so fresh Fridays. It's going to be like smooth jams, R&B, you know, all the hottest shit that's out there. And, you know, he's an awesome guy, and I really look forward to doing it. You know? Yeah.
That's what's up.
But I'll definitely advertise that. It's on my page, so click on my page, everybody.
What's your quick money making one? Like when you was a kid or
I work for a bank. I rob it. No, I'm playing. I'm kidding. Quick way to make money? Well, you want to. Nah.
Not,
well,
not a million. Definitely ain't a million because we ain't all millionaires. Or something that you know.
Oh, you want to know something? There was the lottery draw for $50 million tonight, and hopefully I won that shit. So I don't have to go back to work, and then I come there tomorrow. So anyway, my way of making money, well, I actually do part-time aromatherapy massage. So that's my way of making money.
For our girls, if they want to get wolf from the back and they skin.
Okay.
That was a hood service announcement. HSA, that was an HSA. That was a hood service announcement. Straight from the hood. That's how we do it. Yeah, I got like...
I must be on ignore.
Yeah. Huh?
Am I on ignore?
You on what?
Nothing, don't worry about it.
I was about to say, are you on ignore? I'm like, what you mean? How you put... Did I put you on ignore?
No,
that was.
No, don't worry about it.
Well, how's your day? Since it is your night.
My day was great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
A wunderbar day. A wunderbar. Shorty Rock. That's his name, Shorty Rock.
Correct. Shorty Rock.
Shawty Rock. Shawty Rock. Shout out Shawty Rock. God Dynasty Radio.
Yep.
GVR on your Blog Talk dial. Going down Saturday, come up Tuesday. You know what I'm saying?
Check out my page. I've got the link on there. And, yeah. It's going to be hot. Everybody has to check it out. Mm-hmm. See, it's going to be so fresh Friday. So fresh Saturday. Yes, it is. It's going to be Saturday morning for me, but it's still Friday over there, so it's still so fresh Friday. Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You got a plan. You got a plan. That's what it's all about. That's how you make a come up. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a plan. That's what we're doing. We're formulating a group plan, though, because you can make more as a group. You know what I'm saying? But everybody in that group going to have to be down for the cause. You know what I'm saying? And the cause is to make fucking money. You know what I'm saying? Not from stealing from each other. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make more than the next person and shit. You know? You are everybody evilly trained, you know what I'm saying? We'll all be evilly the same, you know? But you got people that only want to try to jump the gun and get ahead of the crowd and all that shit, you know? Ain't got time for that. But, you know, that's how it goes.
So where are you right now?
I am on 4th Street. In the hood. I am in the hood. I'm in the hood. Yeah. In the hood. 347-237-5125. Call it live, people. Call it live. I'm getting bamboozled on the show today. But it's all good. It's all good. Because I'm in the hood, I'm doing a hood style. I'm doing a hood style. Oh, yeah. Saying that real quick. Yeah, this thing finally kicked back on, so internet is still streaming. You know, we can at least run that, play a couple of songs and all of that. You know, have a good time on that tip. We got them all in the building, 678. What's happening? Hello.
Hello. Anybody, somebody? 678.
Oh, what's up? It's Shorty Rock. How you doing?
Oh, there you go. Shout
oh, hey,
out what my name is.
How y'all doing? What? I hope y'all are saying good things.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. You're going to have to go back into the archives. No.
Oh, man.
No, I'm playing.
I definitely had to call in, because y'all talking about some money, and, you know, I love money. So I had to definitely call in.
Yeah, well, we trying to, you know, just come get a collective thinking on how to make money, you know what I'm saying, legally, quick money, you know what I'm saying, and since we all from different areas and different places, you know what I'm saying, we've all done things, you know what I'm saying. My thing is, like, when I was young, I know, you know what I'm saying, walked around and sold the candy bars and shit like that, that was quick money. But I wasn't personally making money. But now I know where to go and get the candy bars from. You know what I'm saying? And do the same.
I rap and I perform, so the way I make money is just by doing shows different places.
Okay.
How
hard is that to set up? Like what's the details of setting that up? You do it yourself? You got a manager or?
No, I manage artists, so I manage myself also. I have a few other artists that I manage. But really, it's actually kind of simple. Like, you just basically, you just call different clubs, different cities and stuff like that, and you just call them and say, hey, I got an artist that would like to be booked for you to do a concert there or be in one of your shows that you're already doing. And You send them your press kit that has all your information, has your music, websites, you know, any type of articles that was written up about you, and you send it to them, and they decide whether or not they want to book you, and you tell them you got a fee, and if they're willing to pay that fee or work with you, then, you know, pretty much got it.
Now, is it necessary for a DJ to have a press kit?
I think, honestly, I feel like any entertainer should, because a press kit is everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? It gives you full information about the artist and the person and who they are, what they've done, so that if you never heard them, like, you'll get full understanding of them.
Yeah. Well, I do be going kind of crazy trying to tell people, go check this MySpace. I got like a million MySpaces, so it's like, and all of them got different information on them, you know what I'm saying? Not for the friend side of shit, you know what I'm saying? It's actually the, you know, put information out there. That's what I use it for.
Well, like, you know, like your MySpace could be your press kit, but the press kit is actually like, it's like a MySpace, but it's physical. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's actually, like, it has, like, a MySpace has the music, your biography, you know what I'm saying, has pictures of you. The press kit is basically all that just physically. Like, it has actual CD, it has actual photos, it has actual paper document that has a biography on it, and that's what you pass on to them. As well as you also type in a letter telling them all your MySpace pages and all this and that about you.
Yeah, the link.
It just really makes the club or venue that you're performing in a little bit more comfortable with booking you and actually paying you.
Yeah. Makes more professional, yeah. Yeah, I might have to put that together, dude. Put me together a press kit or something like that. Put me one in the
I think press kits are very useful. I definitely think they're very useful. Because, I mean, Smelly, remember, like, is your time they sent us their press kit and
yeah,
we had a look through
it
and we're like, wow.
Yeah, it was hot,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You know, so as far as the group, yeah, they together had different like clips that they went and said, you know, with the links on how to get the you know, different awards and shit that they done did, newspaper clippers and all that, and it was hot, you know. And then at the bottom, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, all the links where you can go, and then contact info and stuff like that. A couple of more pictures. So yeah. It was laid out nice. It was long. That's why I was like, wow. So it's like a whole presentation. You know what I'm saying? I guess
yeah.
That's up.
But DJ Smelly, are you in you're in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Are you in Tampa? Hello?
Yeah, you hear me?
Are you in Tampa?
Yeah. Yeah, here
we go. All right, so, 'cause I'm actually gonna be down there this weekend.
Oh, you coming down this weekend?
Yeah, like, do you know any of any events that might be going on this weekend, or 'cause I'm gonna be down there for like a week.
Okay, true that. Shit, it's summertime. I mean, right now, you know, just the little clubs and shit popping. I mean, in Tampa, it's not really, you know, a bunch of events. It's just normally over like St. Pete and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? But by the time you
get out, always St. Pete.
I popped up. Just
how far is St. Pete?
Like 15 minutes. I ain't that far.
That's
it's just cross, you cross a bridge. This motherfucker. This motherfucker, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. These motherfuckers fell and tripped over the motherfucking court. Just one of them hood bloopers real quick, you know. You had to be here. You had to be here. It was funny. There's Mitch Millionaire in the background. He freestyle, you know what I'm saying? Should be freestyle too. What they doing. But yeah, man, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. You know, I'm going to run this show back and come up with, you know what I'm saying, some collective means on, you know, coming up, put it on the CD, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People can always keep it in their mind, you know what I'm saying? Time to come up. Time to come up. Time to come up. But what's the focus of your show?
Again?
What's the focus of your show when you do your
Well, actually, I'm actually doing three shows. Like, the one I'm doing with Miss Tasha, Soul Fresh Fridays, like, that's actually a show that's going to be about, you know, just basically just R&B, real grown and sexy type of music, you know what I'm saying, laid back, maybe some throwback R&B, maybe some new R&B, and I'm going to have some local R&B singers come on there, as well as trying to get some celebrities guests to come through. And just politic, tell us about they projects and things like that. We're gonna play some of their music. Yeah. Like, since I live in New York, like I got a whole lot of people that always, you know what I'm saying, come to me with their music, cause they I do showcases up here, so they always want to get into my showcases. So I realize, you know what I'm saying, I got all this music sitting around and just all these different contacts, you know, a showcase that can actually be on the radio. So.
That's what's up. Shit. I'm trying to get into some management myself. Management to me is like babysitting, though. I ain't shit, man.
Definitely.
I got babysitting shit, man. Shit.
What's up with the artist that you got on your like on your page? The Janu, what's her name?
Yeah, Janu.
What?
Yeah, she I'm just really just, you know, getting promotion. I've been promoting her for like about 7 years now, and yeah, so we just getting to a point where she's getting her name out there. Now I met Miss Tasha, so you know what I'm saying, music gets over into Australia, little Lola, so it's in New Zealand, and then I just send it out to everybody that, you know what I'm saying, I meet through Blog Talk Radio, which is a bigger basis for me because everybody's around the country, you know what I'm saying, and it's direct. Yeah, and it's direct. I think my phone keep cutting in and out. But, yeah. We got one more call.
I was checking how my face out, like, rappers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did the MySpaces, you know what I'm saying? Hooked up she got two MySpace pages. It was a John Lewis Princess, and then you got a Drack Boys Princess. DrakBoyz. Princess.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we working on shit, getting shows and stuff, man. I got my transportation up. I just waiting on my title to it, and then I'm hitting the road to Cali. I'm trying to actually go to Cali. That's my first destination. I'm gonna hit the panhandle down here for a little minute, cause I gotta meet up with my homeboy Vice Grip. He hooked me up with a bunch of contacts with a Jamaican dude down in Fort Lauderdale. So go down there and vibe with him. Meet up with my homeboy Peter Wheatstalk, you know what I'm saying, down in Fort Myers. And then I let this dude named Mr. Grill to the Reaper. He another artist too. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, get some artists to take on the road, you know what I'm saying? But I would need your assistance though in setting up, you know what I'm saying? And you know, some kind of schooling on how to, you know what I'm saying, just call the places, proper places to get these type of artists. That's all I'm about is indie artists, any artist exposure. You know what I'm saying? So you got a DJ. I'm also, you know what I'm saying, I know how to do the booking and stuff like that. But, you know. Is that me?
Yeah,
that's me.
Hello? Oh, see, wait, my phone cutting out. Is my phone cutting out?
I think so.
No, I'm like, damn, my phone cutting out. Fucking Boost Mobile.
Boost Mobile.
Boost Mobile, man. That's what I'm going to cut your accent. I'm going to cut your accent. So guys, where you coming out at? Where you at?
Oh, I'm in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, okay. Okay, shout out. Book it down.
New York. Can't wait to go to New York.
All right, but I'm gonna have to get out of here because I gotta go to work. You know what I'm saying, gotta get the real money.
Know that. That's what we trying to come up with that plan, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. But y'all keep doing y'all thing and make sure y'all check out, you know what I'm saying, my website, gdmagazine.net. Because that's definitely the platform for everything I do.
All right, cdmagazine.net. Have to check that out.
I'll send you the link, Melly.
All right, that'll work.
Yeah.
He's hooking that up.
All right. All right,
I'm out of here.
Coming through, baby.
Oh, I'll do anything for you, Tasha. It's all good.
Wow. All
right, I'll let you. All
right. Bye. Oh, he
is. Everybody want my Tasha. Everybody want my Tasha. We up and running. Net and net back in the building. Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
we back up. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Nettie, you missed my other host.
Oh, okay. Everybody was fucked up again.
Okay.
All the show. Mm-hmm. All right. We're doing a massive blog talk maintenance. It's all good. Appreciate it. We back up and running. All right, back to the future stuff. All right, I gotta put that on pause real quick. I'm hearing myself double. It's freaking me out, man. It's freaking me out. But now, welcome back, everybody. You know what I'm saying? This is now the live show. Live show. This is how we doing. We got the Tasha Triple X in the building. You know what I'm saying? Doing what it does. We had Sin La Radio came through. Goofy Boom. Net and Net. Representing hotels.com, you know what I'm saying? Expedia.com. Check them out. You know what I'm saying? Booking flights, hotels, and all that good info. And then God Dynasty Radio, you know what I'm saying? Coming up with the so fresh 5 days with the sexy international Australian Aussie Dodia. Miss Tasha Triple X. And that's coming up pretty soon, man. Y'all check that out. It's going now. Heard it here first on the Regular Game Radio. Straight out of 81 straight, baby. CAMPA is where I stay. That's what we do.
Cool.
The third of July.
You need to come through, Smelly. Make sure you come through. Show some love.
Yeah. 3rd of July? Oh, y'all doing the 4th of July jump off.
Well, it's going to be 4th of July for me because it's Saturday morning technically, but it is Friday over there still, so it is the 3rd.
Y'all do the fireworks shit and all that?
No, that's American, sweetheart. We do fireworks on the 26th of January on Australia Day.
Australia Day? What is that? Oh, well, let me look it
26th of January. It's like a 4th of July.
Let's find out what
that is. National holiday. People get smashed and drink and party and, yeah, have a day off work.
January 26th. Holiday.
January 26th. Uh-huh. And it's hot as shit. Every single year, it gets up to about 110, 115 degrees. It's too damn hot to go outside, but you've got to do it because you've got to support your country on celebrate that particular day.
Also known as Anniversary Day and Foundation Day. It is the official national day of Australia. Celebrated annually on 26th January, the day commemorates the arrival of the first fleet at Sydney Cove in 1788, the unfurling of the British flag there, and the proclamation of British sovereignty over the eastern seaboard of Australia. Australia Day is an official public holiday in every state and territory of Australia, and is marked by the Order of Australia and the Australian of the Year Awards along with an address from the Prime Minister. If you would like to read more information, look it up on Wikipedia, motherfuckers. Shit. I did. Sorry, right there. Nice. I'm supposed to be nice. Fuck nice. No nice on this show. I'll show you a date. Look it up. Wikipedia. Shit, I did. Lazy mother. I had to put my boot machine on just then. Oh, it's going down. Shout out to all my people, you know what I'm saying? Checking back in, hanging out at the show. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how we do. Uh oh, I got to call Miss Nettie. She done hung up. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. I'm about to go crazy. Oh, I'm back.
Yeah, call her back. Call her back.
I ain't got a number. You know I would. Shit. Hotels.com. Yeah, I need to speak to Nettie Net. I don't know what she works somewhere up in there. Nettie Net. Just call a couple of offices and say Nettie Net. She'll know. Smells so good. Want to talk
get
to her.
Get in trouble if you were to call up and ask for that. I'll have to call up and be like, hello, I was dealing with a lady named Net. Annette, I think it is. I would just like to speak to her, please, if that's okay. And that won't get her in trouble because they will think it's actually a business call.
Right. What's up, dog? Nah, they monitoring that shit.
She's gone.
Net, you on the fucking phone again. It's all good. She back?
No.
Oh.
No.
We're all alone.
All
alone. Yeah. Yeah, wait for that girl.
What's it gonna do with me? Smells so good.
Oh, make my alarm go off. Nigga, I'm on the radio. Nigga, I'm on everything. Just put everything. My occupation is everything. What you need, I'm a plumber. I'm a motherfucking janitor. I'm a postman. I work for everything. I'm 10 jobs, man. I got 10 jobs. Now, DJ promoter. DJ promoter. Director. And producer, but I do all that. I produce shit. Yes, I do. I produce shows, radio show, or I'm radio show host. You got to put down that too. Yeah, there you go, radio.
You're gonna produce my music?
Huh? Hey, yeah, I'm
gonna produce my music.
Oh yeah. I told you, girl, you come down. I got you in the booth. And I'm talking about
you got me in the booth.
I mean laying the track. I mean laying some tracks down. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna be laying some tracks down.
Yeah. Man, I look forward to it.
You know
kick what?
Kick your 16 bars, you know what I'm saying? Bring you up into the new radio station that we're about to pop off. We got a hood radio station we're about to pop off. Get the thing live in effect, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's
you know, bring everybody up in here. I get the webcam set up. So everybody can view you, you know what I'm saying? The hood stars coming so. This thing interactive.
Wow. That'll be hot.
Oh, yeah, I'm live. We must have live. All the way live. Oh. Well, you know what I need you to do for me, baby?
What do I need to do?
Get that see, girl.
Baby, I can read what's on your mind. Yeah. You ain't trying to give no one the time.
shot. Come give a nigga a lap dance or something, girl.
Shit, nigga feel right, relax.
What? You want a lap dance? Okay. That's gonna be $50.
Damn. Girl, I just paid your rent yesterday, and the nigga can't even get a free lap dance?
You know what my motto is? I don't shake no ass unless it's for cash.
Well, you don't never want to go nowhere and have fun. All your black ass talk about is money. Money.
Damn, little mama can't leave you alone. I don't shake no ass unless it's for cash. I don't shake no ass unless it's for cash.
Stimulus checks and do this.
It's brought to you by Wendy's. It's not fast food, it's worse.
Baltimore. If you're coming up by a new car this weekend, you're a big enough smut to come to Big Bill Hell's Car.
Bad deal.
Cars that break down.
Speed.
If you think you're going to find a bargain at Big Bill,
you can kiss my ass.
It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker.
You'll fall for this bullshit.
Guaranteed.
If you find a better deal,
shove it up your ugly ass.
You heard us right.
Shove it up your ugly ass.
Bring your tray.
Bring your tie. Bring your wife.
We'll fuck her.
That's right. We'll fuck your wife.
Because it's Big Bill Hell.
You're fucked 6 ways from Sunday.
Take a hike
to Big Bill Hell.
Home of challenge pissing.
That's right, challenge pissing.
How does it work?
If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet,
you get no down payment.
Don't wait. Don't delay.
Don't fuck it up or we'll rip your nuts off.
Only at Big Bill Hell.
The only dealer that tells you to fuck off.
Hurry up, asshole.
This event ends the minute after you write us a check.
And it better not bounce or you're a dead motherfucker.
Go to hell.
Big Bill Hell's car.
Baltimore's filthiest
and exclusive home of the meanest sons of bitches in the state of Maryland. Guaranteed.
Big Bill's Hell's Cars. You can find them at 1232 North Caroline Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21213. Or you could call them at area code 410-685-0982.
404, you in the building.
Hi.
What they do?
Hi, this is Lady Rerun.
Oh, what's up, Miss Rerun?
Oh, hello.
We got Rerun's daughter in the building, everybody. You know, it's like 400 people, you know what I'm saying, hiring in the motherfucker, though, so that's why you get that response.
How you doing, Lady Rerun?
I am doing fine. How are you, Speedy?
That's
I'm doing fine, thank you. I said hello to you in the chat, and then you were gone. I was like, oh, hey. But thank you for calling through. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. I came because I'm on Blog Talk and I'm sending out messages and I seen that you was on air and I was like, oh, well, let me call in. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
I'm
normally on, we on air every day. Every day, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, then. Well, I definitely will be coming checking out the show. I'm very excited. Yeah?
Yeah, throw your hands and show all that out there. Well, now we can get this is Fredro Starr's daughter now. If y'all don't know, you know what I'm saying, for all you professional mofos out there, you know what I'm saying? Well, I don't know Rerun. Well, that is Fredro Starr's daughter. You know what I'm saying? But we all know him in the hood as Mr. Rerun, Pop Locket Rerun. Oh, watch out, I almost got up and started pop locking.
Shit.
Yeah. I almost got up. I almost did. If the right music would have came on, would have been on. I would have got on that little skateboard, Dwayne B skateboard, and fell off. Yeah, I would have got on that and did some circles.
You're silly.
I'm going down.
You're so silly.
I'll be running after the van, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get in. You know, slow the truck down, man. Slow the truck down. I ain't got time to run. I'm on this little old skateboard. See, we would have had to do real remake that for me. Wouldn't have been no runner. You know how hard it is outside? Man.
Ain't
practicing that, man.
Wow.
The shout out to what's happening. You know what I'm saying? That was my ish. You know what I'm saying? That was the best program besides 227, the Jeffersons, Good Times, and shit. That's pretty much all I watched. and Chips. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Chips. Pachorella. Pancho and whatever his other name was. Pachorella. Shout out to Chips. Yeah. There you go.
Wow.
Y'all officially been repped. Remember, Chip. So I don't even know that. You know, whatever throwback
you can
make.
Oh, my goodness. So funny.
Oh, man.
So how are you today, Rerun? I am ecstatic. Today is the first anniversary of the Lady Rerun Show, my Blog Talk radio show.
What?
Wow. Yes. Congratulations. Yes. Thank you. I'm having a very special anniversary show tonight. It's going to be show stopping. I'm telling you, I'm about to shut Blog Talk down. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Damn.
They got Fabo though. They got Fabo coming to the show. I said, damn. They got Fabo that's on Blog Talk Radio.
That's
what
the special thing you're doing? Oh, well, I'm just basically, you know, recapping the whole year, and then I'm gonna have some celebrity guests calling, and it's just gonna be on and popping. I'm just gonna be kicking it, you know, talking about, you know, my whole year, you know, recapping most of the craziness or some of my past episodes of my show, and just really loving the fact
that.
What time is it on? It's on 11:30 to 1:30 in the morning tonight.
Okay. Is that Eastern Standard Time?
Yes, Eastern Standard Time. Exactly.
Okay. Well, that's good, because I'm actually in Australia, and that'll be my morning tomorrow morning, so I will definitely tune in.
Well, thank you. Oh, I love your accent, by the way. Your accent is the ball.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You have the accent, but thank you. Everyone else has the accent, not me.
Yeah,
I don't have one.
I ain't got no accent.
I don't have an accent, no.
She said, I ain't got no accent. Wait a minute.
I ain't got no accent.
You got the accent.
But but you know I'm gonna call into your show and show some love, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
I'll show everybody some love.
DJ Smell Good, I am so glad I was able to catch your show. I saw it. It's like, oh my God, his show's on. Cool.
When I seen you pop in the room, I was like,
please stop. I'm dying over here.
Oh. Hey, I'm popping.
Oh, you're
hey, that bottle. So then, you know what I'm saying? I was ecstatic after that, you know what I'm saying, to tell all my homies. You know what I'm saying? But these are busting young bucks around me, you know what I'm saying? These are
yeah.
Bucks old type cats, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm yeah. Around, you know.
Well, I mean, what's the topic? I tried to read the topic what you were saying, but I couldn't really understand half of it. So
you're trying to talk about my writing, huh? I got to go there. Oh, now I got to get devilish. Trying to talk about my writing. Oh, but no, let me break this down to you. It's time to discuss ways to make more paper.
Okay.
So I'm talking about dough, flow, steady, or whatever you call it. You know what I'm saying? I got my bleep meter on, so we talking about ways to make a good, quick, legal come up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, kind of go back in the day, like you sell candy, you know, you sell frozen cups or whatever, and then compared to like now, you know what I'm saying? What's a quick legal way to still make some money? You know what I'm saying? If we can get a recession, and you know what, the people are having hard times. We collectively from different areas can't all be going through the same recession.
That's
so,
true.
Therefore, what are you doing to keep yourself afloat in your area? Since I'm in Florida, and what can I, you know what I'm saying? How can I use that down here in Florida?
So this way,
when you archive it and everybody listens to the archive, you're going to get the whole country putting in, you know what I'm saying, different ways to come up.
Wow. That's really funny because, you know, I'm the type of person that, you know, I love the internet because I feel like that the internet is a cash cow. If you know how to milk her. I mean, if you know how to go and milk the internet, you can really, really make some cash out of it.
Man.
And I mean, I found ways to like milk the internet. And, you know, I may get like, you know, $20 here, $15 here, $30 here, but it actually all adds up. You know, the little bit at a time that comes in. I love online processors. Freaking PayPal, freaking StormPay, AlertPay. I love them. I'm loving them things because I get money coming to them all the time. Money from places I forget. I go do something on the internet. 3 weeks later, I all of a sudden I got money in my PayPal. I don't know where the crap it came from, but it's there. So I mean, I love it. The internet is a variable cash cow. You just have to know how to milk her. That's all.
I hear that. I'm all over this motherfucker, too. I damn sure, you know, I try to get on the scour and get people, you know what I'm saying, to use the search engine and stuff like that. Oh, shit. My damn battery about to go dead. Oh, fuck.
Oh.
I need a phone for you. Hey, I use the phone.
He said his phone about to go dead. All right, he did. Wow.
Phone, man. I left my dad charged at the house.
How you gonna have a show? How you gonna sit there and have a show on your phone?
Hey, woman.
What?
Okay, that's what I'm talking about right there. Silence.
Oh, no, you did.
I throw that one in there. No, see, I'm saying, I didn't intend, I don't know what the hell I was thinking. Honestly, I don't know what I was thinking. So, hey, it happened. I'm going to show you how I'm going to fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 2 seconds. Right back,
you
2 seconds.
He said he got a show every single day, and his phone ain't charged. Okay.
I know. Oh, my goodness. So, hon, can I ask you a question?
Y'all don't know nothing about that.
Hey, still here, Sally.
Hello?
I was talking. Hold on.
Oh, my bad. What you saying?
It's okay. Miss Rerun.
Yes.
That's all I know you as. I'm sorry. What's the number to your show, huh?
Oh, the number to my show is area code 347-539-5386. 86, yeah, 86, 539-5386.
Excellent. Okay, I've got it. My internet shut itself, so I don't know if I'm going to be online or not. I don't know why it shut itself, but it has. So I just thought I'd get the number from the user service. I said I'll call in and...
Okay.
Now that I've got the number, if my internet dies, it doesn't really matter. I've got you.
Is it the same person?
Isn't that one of the greatest things about Blog Talk? Is that your internet can be free, but you can still participate in somebody's show?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Miss Micah.
So what were you saying? Sorry, I actually cut you off.
I can barely hear you, sweetie.
It's Smelly's background.
Yeah, I figured.
You were saying something before, and I interrupted you.
I don't even remember what I was saying. I think I was getting on Smell Good about something. He was being rude, and you know how males are when they get rude and crazy.
Hold on, do
Smell So Good have to Wayne Brady somebody up in here? Oh, look, I'm back. I'm gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just us. It's silent.
Do I have to come?
Oh, no, it's not. Spoke too soon. Smelly, have you called back already? Did you actually call back?
Yeah, I'm already switched up. Y'all don't know nothing about that. See, y'all females would have had to, go downstairs or go somewhere. Girl, give me borrow your phone. No, girl, I got to use my phone, girl. I got Charles Tom Peel and smoke calling, so I can't use this phone. Now, I ain't saying all women. Just a lot of y'all. Just a lot of y'all, So, of course, I'm on my dog Mitch Millionaire phone. I'm on a $1 million phone. You know what I'm saying? Getting $1 million reception right now. Fuck Boost Mobile right now. I ain't saying nothing about fucking Metro either, though. Cause they the fuck ass motherfuckers, too. Shit. But they clearer than Boost Mobile. So. What's going down? Yeah, so how your day? How is your day going? I mean, what is going down in your town? You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nothing going down. Atlanta, you know, it's hot. And you
watch out. Ow, my feet. Oh, okay, I'm back.
Yeah, it is hot in Atlanta. You know, hot, muggy, and humid, and everything. So the shorty shorts are coming out, and everybody wearing the tank tops, and it's just hot. So.
Yeah, that's how it is down here. It's humid, boy. That humidity. I went swimming last night. Yeah. Oh man, I was loving it too, boy. The water is so motherfucking warm, like you could be in a bathtub or something, because it'd be so hot. You know, it's 96 in the daytime, so, shit, it heats that water and slap up. Man, have me a bottle of wine, have me a bottle of Carlo Rossi, sangria, you know what I'm saying? Cover eyes, big old cover eyes, got out there, you know. I had no weed, so I had to smoke some fucking Black Miles, but fuck it. No, man, kept it real. Kept it real, I represent.
You kept it real, Trill.
Yeah, I kept it real. Sometimes you can't keep it too real. I kept it real. So, yeah, I had a good time, you know what I'm saying? Floating around that motherfucker by myself, you know what I'm saying? About 1 in the morning, you know what I'm saying? Just chilling. Chilling like a mug.
Chilling like a mug. Like a
bug. Yeah, that's what I do, you know what I'm saying? And it's in the Florida sunshine. Sunshine state, but I'm getting ready to get out of here though. In a minute. I'm heading to Cali.
Why are you going to Cali?
Because I'm on a Cali Express. Yeah. I'm going to the land of the sunshine, medical weed. That's what I'm talking about. Get me a card and everything. I'm going in the store to purposely slip and hurt my back. So I go and get me a car. Damn right. Oh, I'm back. Guess I shouldn't have said that loud.
That's your quick way to make some paper?
Oh, no. That's a quick way to waste some paper. You got to pay for the weed out of the clinic. That's that good shit, though. Boy, that's what I'm talking about. That's worth 3 days drive, fucking right. That's what I'm driving 3 days for. Shit, yeah. My little Amsterdam trip. Fuck that. I ain't get to go all over in Germany. Fuck it. I'm making Cali my Amsterdam trip. Fucking right. I'm smoking everything. Not everything. Everything. Give me a menu. I want that. Fuck it. You know, just hit my debit card. Just give me everything. Give me everything. I want a sample of everything. Oh, I'm talking about. Okay. I'm back. Was I live on the show just then?
Yes, you were.
Oh, I forgot y'all was there. You went off into my land, Weed Land. It ain't a fantasy. It's called Weed Land. Yes, sir. Oh, I can breathe again.
He went off in the Weed Land. Hey, you see that number that popped up on your switchboard?
Yeah, we just need it right now.
That's my cell.
All right, that's the time it is. Let me give it out to the world real quick. Okay, everybody, y'all wanna?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, I do. I'm about advertising, girl. I'm about advertising. Now, I had the world knowing you. You know what time it is. Everybody calling your number for no reason at all.
Hey, no. Don't advertise that. Can't advertise the show.
Hey, have you talked to Dwayne lately? I've been looking for him. What about that dude with the glasses on? Have you talked? See, that's all the kind of calls you going to get.
Actually, the guy who played Dwayne, he lives in Europe and he's gay.
No, well, he looked gay anyways on the show, so. When you get a little adult in you, then you know what signs to look for. You know what I'm saying? He was always a little sweet under the collar on the show. So, hey, you know, knock yourself out, brother. Literally. But, you know, my mama met, what's the black dude's name with the glasses?
His name is Ernest Thomas.
Yeah, okay, Ernest Thomas. What was his name on the show?
Raj.
Raj, there you go, Raj. I don't know what to ask for nothing else here. Raj, what's up? Nigga, my name ain't Raj. Nigga, your name is Raj now. Raj. No, no damn Ernest, whatever you just said. Raj. You always going to be Raj. Raj.
He has done other TV shows now.
Man,
he was on that TV show, What I Hate About Chris.
Oh, yeah. He damn sure was. At the cross-eyed, some dude always taking the money or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Still, Rod. I don't give a damn. Rod, look at Rod on the I Hate Chris show. Shit. That's Rod. In the credits, that bitch should just say Rod. They want to say Rod, just say Rod. Shit, gotta understand. R-O-G. Shit, that's how we kick it down here. Shout out to Rod, because my mama met him, though. You know what I'm saying? Say you lie. Lie. Say they tricked her and shit. Started asking for donations and shit for some shit. That's how they do you. That's how they do you. You're supposed to be a free dinner, now you ask for money. What kind of shit is that? You don't pull the church move on. You don't pull the church move on. That's how they do you. That's how they do you.
Wow.
Church tactics. Can't be doing church tactics. You know, somebody's free bread. They put free bread in front of the church. Yeah, they can get you in there and tie you to death, offer you to death. Man, please. Y'all better watch out. Y'all better just keep moving, get the free bread and keep going. I do get that, though.
Free bread. You know the free bread about the Empire, right?
Oh, yeah, I eat fast, you know what I'm saying? I eat fast, so, you know, I eat fast, yeah.
The free bread do not be fresh, okay?
That ain't even that bread stove type bread, you know what I'm saying? You know, because bread stove be having that one day about to expire, you know, a one day old bread, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You get it for the low. But, yeah, that's just that is that outside, man, wait, grab from the bottom, goddamn. Grab from the bottom, shit.
Yep. Grab from the bottom.
Son, you know, hit them bitches and mold done set in and cook as hell. Because that moisture is not bad. You know what I'm saying? So you got to stick your hand in there and, like, do a it might be a juggle. Oh, shit, let me see if I can get one good. Stick my hand in there and pull out a good bread. Oh, fuck, it's got mold on it. Throw that one down. All right, here we go again. Stick my hand in. Oh, this is rye bread. I don't eat that shit. All right. Stick my hand in. Fucking pumpernickel. What the hell is pumpernickel doing in the hood? Get rid of that shit. Going back in. Stick my hand in. All right, whole week. I can fuck with it, but it's going to make a little take a shit, so I got to throw that away. Okay, throw that away. Back in. Oh, rye bread. What the hell is rye bread doing in the hood? Well, look at this. Oh, okay, I'm back off. I'm back from the church, y'all. I'm back. They almost got me in. I was getting all the loaves. I was getting all the free loaves. They even had one loaf of Wonder Bread to throw me off. You know what I'm saying? Wonder Bread? Oh, shit. Wonder Bread? Open it up. It wasn't even Wonder Bread. It was rye bread inside the damn Wonder Bread. What kind of shit is that?
It's true. You come on. I live in Atlanta. I live in Mega Chuck Heaven up here in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, y'all got the big folk 4,000 strong broke people up in the damn church and shit, struggling like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hell, I pledge everybody that's in the mega churches to ask your preacher for $1,000. If you're paying your tithes, you're supposed to get it. Ask for $1,000.
Yeah, all right. Three. Three of the biggest mega churches is in Atlanta. Three.
Oh, George Myers up there?
No. The three mega churches is New Birth, I'm not, but Bishop Eddie Long, T.D. Jakes, and Minister Crapple Dot.
Oh, y'all, crap low dollar, nigga. $2 and you saved. Oh, my bad. Did I just say that? My bad. Anybody got some Walmart castle? I have to unknown.
I was actually a member of that church for a lot of years.
What?
Yeah.
You just coming back from getting financially stable, huh? I feel you, sister. I feel you. That's what you want to come and confess on the show. I feel you, sister. Ain't been wrong, sister. I understand, sister. I feel your pain. You can let it out. Hold on. Let me turn sideways so you can confess to me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, you is funny. You is hilarious. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm back. Yeah, I'm back live. We're back live on the show. There you go, bro. That's it again. Oh, man.
That is funny.
You guys are funny. You guys are funny. Wow. I mean, man. Do I need to get up? What? You need to sit in and everything?
Hey, what's your email address?
Oh. Signs and need some, y'all.
Hello.
We got SFN Visual. Oh, yeah. There you go. Shit. Man, I got to get up. My ass hurting. Wow. All right. Now we got to do walking confessions. All right. Go ahead, girl. Let it all out. Let it all out.
Wow.
Church music. We know. Sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. All right, there you go, girl.
Oh, my God. I can't stop laughing. You are so funny.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I offending you with my funniness?
No. Oh, no.
All right, we got to come up with new words. With my funniness. Yeah, my funniness. Yeah, my funniness.
Okay, all right, then. Okay. Everybody, I gotta ask you about something. Everybody has been giving me so much slack about me saying this on my show, and I want to know how you feel about it. Okay, you know Jasmine Sullivan's song, Lions and Tigers and Bears. Now, I have been quoted on my shows as saying that I think the song is freaking ridiculous because how the hell are you going to be scared? You going to not be scared of lions and tigers and bears, but you scared of loving your man. What freaking sense does that make? I just don't get it.
Hell no.
A big WTF to that one.
Yeah, definitely, because who the fuck cares? Why the fuck you so deep into the goddamn song? The fuck kind of shit is that? The fucking life. What the fuck wrong with y'all, man? Shit. I don't think the birds and the bees should be flying around. But what the hell? Who the fuck cares, man? People come up with some crazy shit. People come up with shit just to have something to talk about and shit. You know what I'm saying? Life lines. I like bears, lions, and tigers. Why she say she don't? Who the fuck cares? Somebody asked you, did you go to the damn zoo? Anybody asked you none of that shit. No National Geographic questions ever came out concerning you. You know, I mean, what the fuck? I had to put my bleep meter on for that. What the fuck is going on? What the fuck is going on? I'm trying to bleep myself, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got to.
Oh, God.
Why, you know what I'm saying? Up in this mother. That's how many words come out, but I had to bleep all that. Y'all lucky, well, because it was coming out. It came out, you know, just not physically, it was virtually. I let it all out just then.
You did. You let it all out. You let it.
Me the mother. kick this in the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You all not right. Scared of lions, tigers, bears.
Yeah, but you know, I only play Andy, you know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't even play her on my show. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. Shouts out to Jasmine Sullivan. You getting some free promo provided to you by Rerun's daughter. Otherwise, the next, I would say shit about your ass, girl. About my fucking pants. Oh, scared of that? Be scared of that. No promo. You smell so good. Shit. That would be scared of. Shit. Fuck that. Fuck that. Know me. She know me. She know me. I mean, she don't know me, but she know me.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Hey, Jess, I got to play a song real quick. We got a call waiting, and I'm using somebody else's phone. Oh, y'all must see each other. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, he's so funny.
No, but seriously, I just one day, you know, I just, I mean, I had probably just watched the music video right before I had got on the show. Get your head brushed when you act the fuck up.
Right.
Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back, catching out here, not it. And I was watching it, and I was just thinking, okay, what freaking sense does this song make? So, you know, me, when I do a show, I start talking about whatever I was thinking about that night. So,
y'all just talking all over the song. Y'all say, fuck the song.
Well, you know, we were actually talking, and then you put the song on. That's kind of rude, Smelly.
I told you I had to click over, so I was going to play a song. So you have to run that back in the archives. See, that's what you have to do. Yeah, in the archives.
He did say that, though, but the song didn't come on immediately, so we thought that maybe you was going to let us talk.
Oh, no, hell no. I don't want to hear y'all talk. Oh, my bad. I left out here.
You did a trip. Oh. Oh,
yeah,
bullshit.
Yeah, I'm bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm just bullshit. I'm just bullshit.
Maybe somebody need to send your behind some lions and tigers and bears. Maybe
I'm military, baby. I done been around it all. I done been around it all. What you want to do? You want a low crawl right now? Well, I'll be over there in a sec. Hold on.
Don't make me get all my Australian marsupials out there to kick the fucking ass. Don't make me get my kangaroo to box you.
Kangaroo.
I need me some koala boots. You know what I'm saying?
If you're going to be scared of anything, be scared of a damn kangaroo.
Man. My boat left kangaroo, no. Oh, ain't nobody came to party with a kangaroo.
They
don't want
none.
They
ain't that bad. They are not that bad. They are actually.
You got to get it up to 9 to 5 to really knock the piss out of them.
Yeah. She should have said, I'm not scared of kangaroos and an otter.
I ain't scared of no kangaroos. I just stay out there with. You know? I just stay out there with.
I mean, she's going to say that. Why don't you have to pick the freaking obvious as animals? She just said, I'm not scared of a penguin and a polar bear.
I mean, what she was supposed to say? I'm not scared of ants, roaches, and bugs? I mean, the fuck? What's the damn difference? What the fuck is that? My fucking legs. Shit. Get all this deep into her shit. Get all deep into her psyche. You know what I'm saying? All up in her mind. What kind of shit is that? Just listen to the damn song. Hum it and keep it moving. Shit. Buy it off iTunes a couple times. There you go. Shit. We won't be so judgmental. But they let all that old stanky leg bullshit. They don't say nothing about what the fuck a booty do is. A fuck a booty do. The fucking booty. Dude.
Oh, booty, dude.
Hold on. Y'all talk. Oh, never mind.
What a booty, dude. Do you know what the GS Boys' original name was?
Gay ass niggas?
No, the G Spot Boys.
Oh. You know nothing about no motherfucking G spot. Niggas don't even know what the fuck a G spot.
I'm dead serious. Yeah. I'm dead serious. Their original name was the G Spot Boys, and today manager convinced them to change it to the GS Boys.
Niggas is gay. The gay South Boys. Gay South Boys. What the fuck up? Spanky legs. Dumb ass bullshit. That just they Milli Vanilli anything, boy. That's Milli Vanilli right there.
Yep.
All over again, 1988, mm-hmm. All over again. Goddamn it, fuck it, fucking Milli Vanilli rapper.
Well, you know that's your I Hate It song. My I Hate It song is Soulja Boy's Turn My Freaking Swag On.
Man.
Man, if I hear that song,
I'm a number. Thought you was passing weed. I don't smoke no cigarettes. Nigga, weed, nigga. Nigga, weed. Oh.
Man, if I hear that stupid song one more time, I'm going to scream. I'm telling you.
Nah, I ain't got no weed. Cause my bag gone. Gotta go see the weed man to get my smoke on. What the fuck is that?
I ain't got no brain. Cause I'm dumb. And I went and I wrote this stupid song. Yeah. I got
I'ma send it overseas because they don't understand me. No, I'ma make $1 million making Chinese people holler. Man, get that shit out of here. Superman your ass. Stuff. Fuck, how is this that?
Somebody need to super soak his mind.
Man, is that okay? So you in Atlanta? So are they hot? Is the Gay Spot Boys hot? I mean, whatever they're supposed to be called.
In Atlanta, they are.
They are?
Yeah. People like the stinky leg in Atlanta.
Yeah. There's a lot of gay people in Atlanta, I understand. Fucking fruitcake. Fuck that. Like a fruitcake.
No. I say the men. Not the men. The women like.
Oh, that's cool with the women. You know what I'm saying? I go. I'm bisexual when it comes to women. I go between both of y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm thick and thick, thick and thick, thick and thick. Oh, that's my new song. That's my new song. You know what I'm saying? So they come out with the spanky leg and shit and the fucking booty dude. Fuck, stick and lick. That's my jam. Stick and lick, stick and lick. What's that for? That's all the bisexuals out there. All y'all ladies, stick and lick, stick and lick. Oh, that's my new shit. I need some volunteers. You know what I'm saying? They want to learn to dance. you do have to be naked to learn this dance. All auditions will be held, you know what I'm saying, next month in my
God.
Shed. Y'all come and check me out in my shed. I'm unit B5. Yeah, come and check me out. Auditions going down. I thought y'all was going to jump on the offer right then and there. My bad. So I left, you know, a little pause there, you know what I'm saying? I thought y'all going to jump on that. You know.
He left it open for us.
Oh, no, you did. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. You guys are too funny. Oh, you're funny gals. You're awesome. If you want to talk to these funny gals, you can call in live 347-237-5125. It's going down live right here on Wrecking the Game Radio. Okay, I had to get that promo out of the way. You know what I'm saying? You got to do promos. No, TV won't promo and all that, you know. Shout out to Be Encouraged Radio, swinging through up in her. You know what I'm saying? I see your brother. Easy Rider, Miss Mika Micah, one of them words. You know your name, girl. You know your name. And, of course, Miss Reba, pop, lock it. Oh, pop it, girl, pop it. The girl, lock it, pop it, lock it. Oh,
yeah,
almost
yeah,
there.
Yeah. I mean, okay, if you've seen the show, the Lady Reba show, then you pretty much saw me pop lock on national television. So
what? Nah, you ain't pop lock, girl. You don't know about no pop lock.
Yes,
you know, you got sparkle in your head, you know what I'm saying?
I actually
pop lock.
Did.
You pop lock. Hey, Austin, you know what we talking about? Yeah, Austin Donian. Don't that sound racist, you know what I'm saying?
No, I wasn't paying attention. My bad. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm paying that.
Where my motherfucking mute button? My bleep ain't even work. That slipped through. My bleep ain't even work.
My bad. Oh, I'm sorry.
Why sit down late? That's gonna come just disrespect my old black shit. Just fuck that nigga shit. Just pow, nigga. Domino on that, nigga. Shit. Smoke that. Damn. Disrespectful smoking ass niggas over here, man. Yeah. And then he's still gonna smoke my shit. Ain't that a bit? And we're back live on the show. Yes, we're back. Okay, ladies, we were talking about cooking, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. He's talking about pop lock. Look at y'all. Y'all going on to a different subject already. Y'all smoking all over there. You smoking? I smell something over there. You smoking all. That applies to both of y'all. I know one of y'all smoking something. I ain't smoking something. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, y'all ain't nobody want to fess up to it. All right, I guess I got to play some music then. Cause y'all want to play all Virgin on me and shit. I don't smoke.
Ain't nobody playing no Virgin.
I don't smoke nothing. You smoke herb?
No, I don't.
You ain't never smoked no herb?
I have never done it. No, I haven't.
You say who? What?
No,
not
I've never
recently.
Done it.
Oh. There's going to be your first pile, girl. I'll come through one on Big Bob Marley joint. Pow, girl. It is. Ow. Pop locking for you. Ow. Pop locking. Ow. 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 Oh. Oh. I'm back. Off my land sometimes, my weed land, you know, it takes me off the track. That's what I do. Anyway, I'm all laughed out. We got 8 minutes to the show. You guys, go ahead and scream everything that you want to scream out real quick. Let her have
it. I'm going to the BET Awards this weekend.
I didn't ask you to say all that shit. I didn't say your damn sight. You hate when my mother do that. Goddamn, you was only supposed to come in for a promo, not to damn shout out the whole neighborhood. Man, Craig Earl. Oh, T. Yeah, shout out that nigga T. 34-2229. Hold on. I got some old motherfucking shout out. Oh, sir, you have to get your ass off the stage. Motherfucker, hold on. You ain't even. What kind of shit is that? Okay, I'm back. Well, I'm alive.
All right, for real though. Everybody join my networking site. The Lady Rerun Show .ning.com. It's for the show. You can join and you can post pics and videos and blogs and all kind of crap.
Okay, what time your shows there?
My shows air Monday and Tuesday night, 11:30 to 1:30 in the morning, every Monday and Tuesday night, twice a week.
Oh, I stand corrected. It's what's happening now. My bad, girl. You ain't even correct me. You just gonna let me just.
It's two
now.
Shows. What's happening and what's happening now?
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
How I know that? What? Oh, okay. Let's see, I'm on YouTube. Let's see if we can find Pop Locking. Pop Locking, drop it. Hell no, I want that.
You should be able to find, if you search Fred Rerun Barry, you should be able to find some old locker videos.
Now, there go Rerun Dancing. Oh, shit, here we go. Y'all know nothing about this. Get it. This is what happened now. It's called What Happened Now. It's on YouTube. This or that. Doing the old pop lock. How you see my boy? Shit, my bad. Damn, what's her name? What's the damn chick name was? The big girl. Damn, what her name was? With the afro, with the big afro.
Shirley.
There you go. What's up with her?
She died back in 2000.
What?
Yes.
What she died of?
She died. I think she died from complications from diabetes as well.
Oh yeah. No one. Diabetes fucking our people up, boy. The fuck going on?
That's true.
Bullshit. Hey, they got Rerun versus MC Hammer. Oh shit. Mike Hammer? Oh, so you're a youngster.
Y'all, please
welcome
that. And see
you on
a little next time.
Oh, y'all. What the hell is this? That's a real throwback music. Ain't that the music?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little thing for it right now.
Yeah, it is.
And we're live. What the hell is this? What the hell is this? Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm lost in some shit. Rerun Hustle. There you go. Oh, they done damn remixed the damn Rerun. What the little black girl name was? What she grew up to be Flo off of whatchamacallit, right? On the Wayans brothers?
No, she didn't. No, she didn't. That wasn't her.
Oh. What ended up happening now? She's still around?
She's actually a veterinarian. She's not in the limelight at all. She don't like interviews. She don't do interviews. She don't do none of that.
Damn. Well, I have to get an interview with her. Jeez. I forgot her name. I almost said Penny and shit.
Penny!
But that was a good time. Oh, they got that chicken, boy. My boy, y'all ain't ready for that. Oh, not bad. Y'all got to check out Rerun's Hustle on YouTube.com. And then y'all know what I'm talking about. It's a remix. You know what I'm saying? This shit hot, though. Hey. The red pants. That red pants. He's killing it. I never see you. Ah, see, killing it. God damn. I ain't never seen that scene now. Chad, damn, I never seen that scene. Hell to the no, you killing me. Hell. Aaron Cartwheel on you, like, what to do? Damn. Oh, we can go over this trip, but now y'all got it.
This nigga shit.
Damn, no. Y'all got to go check this YouTube video out. If y'all check it out, y'all will see the fuck I am talking about. This is Reruns Hustle. That's all you got to type in. Oh, well, shit. 60 seconds left to the show. I'm rerunning this motherfucker out, man. Thank you, my lovely co-host, Mr. Tosh Triple X. Miss Rerun. Rerun's daughter hanging out. Real big right here, man. Wrecking the game radio. Smells so good. Y'all already know I'm fucking with it. That's how we do. And I'm watching the show, man. I'm checking this out. This is a
Call
pretty classic right here. Hey, I
Call
got you locked in. I got you locked in, baby.
All right.
That's what's up. I'm be hollering at you, though. That's what time it is, you know. You can tell me how to stay away from the gay side boys and shit. You know, I don't need to be running into them niggas, you know, when I come through Atlanta and shit. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right.
Oh. Miss Natasha.
Yes, baby.
I love you, baby.
I love you too, baby.
And I'll let you tomorrow. Thank you very much for tuning in, saving my show, and you know, that's what time is. I'm your number one fan. Yes, I'm your number one fan.
I'm your number one fan. No, you're my number one fan.
There you go. Ebony and Ivory. Oh, my bad. I forgot we're still on the show. Okay, good.
Ivory.
Something, some more. That was a pleasure, though. Rerun daughter coming through. Bless the show. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. And,
I'm not going to work tomorrow morning. I have a dentist appointment in the morning. I'm getting my wisdom teeth out.
Oh, you down with the ladies, ain't you? Yeah. Oh, you won't be talking to you.
I'm going to be numb. I'm going to be like, But anyway, I'm going to love you and leave. I'm just going to show some love on my friend's show, and then I'm going to sleep on my dentist appointment. Think of me at 9 o'clock in the morning, okay? When I'm sitting in the dentist chair shitting my fucking self.
Holy, I had mine pulled in the military, and I was like 18, though, and I had mine, so pulled all four of them at the same time. It didn't hurt.
Don't scare me now, okay?
It didn't hurt. It felt good. Ow! Smoking some weed. You gotta smoke some weed before you go. Smoke a lot of weed. Yeah. Ow.
I don't smoke weed.
Well, man, all right? Don't do it, all right? Yeah.
I'm not. Anyway, I'm gonna love you and leave you.
How about that? I'm loving to leave for myself. Right. Yeah. Ooh, I'm loving myself.
Send my love to everybody out there, okay?
Hey, that's good. Hey, Australia. Everybody. All right. And love is sent back.
That's how we do.
From the hood, girl, Trey Folk, representing live on the Wrecking the Game radio show. Y'all already know how we do it, man. Worldwide, international. Hit these, nigga.
All right,
people. All right,
I'm out of here.
This is time to come up, so make sure y'all stay on your grind all the time. That's how we do it, rain or shine. Hey.